Well, I have this with me here this morning. You'll tell that it's a money box. And you'll tell there's lots of 1 and 2 P's in there. That's my little copper fund. But why I brought this morning is because it's actually shaped in a camper van. It's actually called a Curno camper, which is a camper van from Cornwall. And it's a VW. And a camper van is something that perhaps mum and dad used to have many years ago. These were very popular in the 1960s. And people would go on holiday and they'd tour around in one of these things and they'd sleep in here and they'd eat and they'd cook in here and they'd have a marvellous time in their camper van. And people still have caravans and camper vans today. But I want to tell you a true story of a lady who died 2 weeks ago. And she's famous with her husband for their camper van. Her name was Jo, and Jo was a teacher, which meant that, like all the other teachers here this morning, they had long holidays that she just didn't know what to do with. Well, anybody in their right mind spends their holiday in Cornwall, but Jo and her husband Mike didn't. They actually gave up their holidays every summer for weeks to travel across to Eastern Europe, particularly to Hungary and to Romania. And they went there in the days when those regimes were under communist rule. But they got in their little camper van with their 3 children, not quite sure what the 3 children thought about that every summer, but still. And they went across to Eastern Europe and they took with them 3 things. They took with them Bibles, because they were very concerned that the people should know what God has said. They took with them medicines, because they went to be a help to people who were ill. And they took with them second-hand clothing for the poor. And each and every year, Joe and Mike and the 3 children went across to Eastern Europe to help other people. Until August 1997. And Joe and Mike were on their own. The 3 children weren't with them. And they were travelling through Hungary. And it got rather late one night, and so they decided to pull in at the side of the road into a lay-by. And doubtless they had a cup of tea, and they went to bed. And later on that night, there was a knock at the door. And they wondered who on earth it could be that time of night, knocking on the camper van. So they went to the window, and a torch shone in. And somebody said, "We are the police. We want all your papers and your passports, please." And the next thing, an iron bar came through the window. And the people outside who said they were police weren't police at all. And Joe's husband, Mike, was beaten round the head with an iron bar. The 3 men went away and she held him in her arms and he died. She tried to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but he died there and then. And then the 3 men came back and they put a spray in Joe's face and they drugged her. And the first thing I think she knew is when she woke up in hospital, black and blue, broken jaw and cheekbone. Strange thing to happen, you might think. There they were doing the Lord's work, and then they were treated in that way by these 3 poor lads. Well, the 3 lads were convicted of Mike's murder, and they found themselves put in Budapest prison for 5, 7 and 11 years. And I tell you that story this morning of the woman with the camper van for this reason. You won't be surprised to hear that Jo wrote to the 3 men in prison. She wrote to the 3 men who'd killed her husband and left her black and blue. And she said, "In the name of Jesus, I want to offer you my love and I want to offer you my forgiveness." And in fact, 2 Christmases ago, Jo was in the paper, I think it was 2 Christmases ago, she was saying, "I hope these 3 men have the very happiest Christmas they can ever know." Strange thing for a woman to do when 3 men have beaten her husband to death and left her black and blue. But she did it for one reason. She did that because Jo was a Christian. And the thing which governed Jo's life was the fact that she knew that though she had offended God, he had forgiven her in Christ Jesus. Christ had shed his precious blood for her. And so therefore she knew that she wanted to offer her forgiveness to those who had offended against her. And she prayed that those 3 men would come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ herself. Having been greatly forgiven, she knew that she ought to offer forgiveness to others. Because she knew that the forgiveness that she had received had to be demonstrated in forgiveness offered to others. And that really is to be the Christian life. We find it hard, don't we? But there was one who was transformed by her faith, gave up her summers to go and help other people and to teach them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was one who knew what it meant to have all of her sins forgiven, such as she was able to offer to others forgiveness for what they'd done against her. And I just ask you one question here this morning. Are you governed by the fact that you know that your sins are forgiven? Are you sitting there this morning saying, well, there's many things in my life which aren't right, but the greatest thing in my life is this, that God has forgiven me all of my sins in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, may we be helped, therefore, to go and forgive others too, knowing how greatly we've been forgiven.